Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio, here with somebody who we just got done talking a lot about an indoor sport with in the bowling season. It's head coach of the girls bowling team and the president of Pella's Little League, Brian Smith. And fun to be thinking about warmer weather and thinking about summer nights in Pella. I had a nephew and niece both go through the program and have a son who's already signed up. Registration is closing this Saturday for Little League. First of all, how exciting is it to think about those warm summer nights, especially as we've got these cold, windy days we're talking now? And how fun is it to gear up for the summer?
It's the best part of the year. I love baseball and softball, and it's so much fun to see the little kids and some of the older kids out there on the fields at the sports park. It's a blast, and so we're really excited to have a great season coming up, starting in April and going until July 4th weekend.
And registration, as I mentioned, closing this Saturday. What are the programs that are available, just as an overview for people? And what are some of the opportunities people have to play the summer sports?
Absolutely. So we have baseball and softball leagues for ages 5 through 12. So our youngest is coach pitch for 5 and 6-year-olds. And then we have our rookies program, which is a machine pitch program for 7 and 8-year-olds. And then once they hit 9, they start pitching to each other, and that's our minors program for 9 and 10-year-olds, and then majors to 11 and 12-year-olds. And that gets the kids ramped up to head into middle school and start playing middle school ball here in Pella and Pella Christian.
Yeah, of course, there's a new middle school program at Pella High School this year, and this is a great way to build towards that. And you mentioned April to the 4th of July. What are some of the kind of different ways you stagger the schedule if parents hear this and they haven't been in the program, and how you spread it out at our great complex that we have on the southeast side of town?
Yeah, that's a great question, Andrew. So our older kids start their season first. We will start minors and majors programs around April 20th, and the seasons last until around the first week of June. And then we try to get rookies and coach pitch started in the week of Memorial Day, and they will go up until around July 4th. Now, minors and majors could last a little bit longer because we do have all-star programs that kids can be a part of if they could apply and they can potentially participate in. And in those programs, we will play some of the other communities around the area. And then that is actually the entry to potentially play at the state tournament level. So that season could go on until late June, early July, even if they go to state. But for most of the kids, it will go until around the first week of June.
We're with Brian Smith. He's president of the Pella Little League as we get set for registrations. Again, registration closes this Saturday. So what do people need to have, especially if they're first-time registrants, to get themselves ready? And what are the things that parents should be thinking about for their son or daughter?
Yeah, that's a good question. So to register, it's very easy. Just go to our website, which is PellaLittleLeague.org, and they can go to the registration tab and go to register here. And they can sign up through there, and really the requirements are that they either live in the city of Pella, city limits, or that their child attends school in Pella. And as long as they meet one of those two criteria, then they're eligible to play. From there, the kids need to have a glove, they need to have a bat, and they need to have fun, and a helmet. And that's really the criteria to play across the board. They don't have to have their own catcher's gear, or they don't have to have anything really intense. But, we want this to be accessible for every kid in the city who wants to be able to play. And then for parents, obviously, we're always looking for coaches. Our program is entirely parent coaches, and it's never an issue getting enough kids to play. It's always an issue to get enough parents to participate. So if you're interested in being a head coach, especially, or an assistant coach, you're actually able to sign up as a volunteer during that registration process to be a coach within our program, and then you will obviously coach your own kid. It's a great way to be out there on the fields with the kids and have a great time. I've been a coach with my kids over the years. My wife has done the same, and it's a blast. So we're always looking for coaches while you're signing up your kids. Please consider doing that as well.
Yeah, and as I understand, especially for the youth programs, majority of the action takes place at the Pella Sports Park. Any other travel considerations that people need to be aware of with this?
Usually with the older kids, minors and majors, we do try to partner with some of the other communities. We've done that in the past with majors. We're working on that right now, but it's usually pretty close by. We usually stay within about a half hour of the Pella. So sometimes we've played in Newton or Knoxville. We've played in Oskaloosa in the past as well. And so we're looking at ways to incorporate some of those other communities, especially in our majors program where we don't have as many teams. That way we have more opportunities to play some other kids that we don't get see all the time.
Well, and it's got to be, I'm sure, a lot of fun and momentum when the high school teams do well, because that's the future. That's not what it's all about. But we are coming off of a state baseball and softball championship summer. I know that we've had some great travel ball success with teams. Pella Christian's had some great seasons in recent years and state appearances. That's not what it's all about. But it's, for some parents, the building block to that. And for many and almost all parents, just a lot of fun on summer nights.
Absolutely. You know, I can speak for my family. I've got two daughters who play softball. One of us is still in the program, and for them to be involved in this sport, not just, you know, through Little League, but to go on and do, you know, play middle school ball and eventually do other program ball and things like that, it's exciting for them. And so it's fun for our families to go out there, and some of these kids, it's just to go out and have fun and play with their friends. For some of these kids, it's an opportunity for them to go play, you know, in the future, and it, and they grow a love for these sports, and that's really what's pretty special about Little League, is being able to grow this love for baseball and softball and do it as long as they want to.
And if people have questions, I know you mentioned the website. If people have questions, they need to sign up again by this Saturday. How do they do it?
Yeah, the website does have a lot of information, or if you don't see anything on the website, you can email us at PellaBaseballAndSoftball@gmail.com.
That's Brian Smith. He is president of the Pella Little League. I'm looking forward to summer nights again, because now I'll be a parent in the Little League program. And hopefully people who are listening will get to play ball with my son, Aiden. So looking forward to it. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Looking forward to seeing Aiden out there.